Was it confusing to you that when the white ball players came to play on your team, that what is this about racism? And why are you playing with us when in other ways of life, we can't even eat in your restaurants, we can't even use your restrooms?
Yeah, you're exactly right. But I'll say this, John. I'm so proud to be here from Chelsea and Rogers County in Claremont. There never was a lot of racial fanfare or anything that went on here. Oh, I imagine there might have been a few little words or skirmishes, but nothing that would cause attention. But the guys were accepted here so well. The white guys, that we had a lot of Indian guys that played with us on that team. They just wanted to play ball. In Claremore white community, they didn't have a city team. And those guys that had played ball in high school and Legion ball, they wanted to continue playing ball. They came over and played with us. Just came on over and started playing with us without fanfare. They were just accepted just like one of us. There were some good ball players there that came over too.
But in Oklahoma, there were restaurants who denied service to blacks.
Yeah.
Did that happen here in Claremont?
Yes, I will tell you this. You hear that blacks had a place in life. That's the way they always said. But blacks could not go to restaurants. They couldn't eat in the restaurants. They always had a place back in the kitchen for them. You couldn't go to the movies. Well, we did go to one movie here, the Yale Theater, and we sat up in the balcony. But you couldn't use the restrooms. You paid your money to go to the show, but you couldn't use the restroom. And why would it make a difference in people using the restroom? What we did, whenever we had to go to the restroom, we had to go over to the Rogers County Courthouse and use the restroom. The Rogers County Courthouse, the basement stayed open all the time in those restrooms. The Rogers County Courthouse had black and colored stalls, had it wrote on the doors. I can remember it so well. They had two stalls, said colored and white, two stalls for colored and the rest for white. And why in a restroom, when you go to the restroom, that it would be discriminated, segregated in a restroom. And I'll tell you one thing. Back in those days, they used to use the N-word frequently, openly. It wasn't hid or nothing, it was openly. I never will forget. I used to ride the bus back and forth to Claremont, from Chelsea to Claremont. All up and down Highway 66, you know, the road signs that they have for restaurants and businesses and so forth, all that. There was a cafe called the Grand Cafe. They had signs up and down the word N chicken.
N?
Nigger chicken.
Chicken.
All up and down these signs. And in the window, it's right up there in Veneta now. It's Clanton's Cafe now.
Yeah.
It used to be the Grand, and that's what they had, the word N chicken. Because they always branded it black man for fried chicken, you know. And they heard N-word fried chicken.
All right.
All up and down these signs, up and down the road.
Oh, so that was a good thing for the whites to eat the N chicken.
Well, right.
That, everybody thought, well,
that the blacks.
That was, yeah, that was a good form of chicken.
Connoisseurs of fried chicken. And now they eat more than we do. You know, it's ironic. You have to laugh about it, but that's the way it was. And while we were on that basketball story here, I was wanting to tell you about winning the state championship and going to Nashville, Tennessee to the national. We were constructed like the NCAA tournament. It ain't like it is now. In the larger schools, there was the A class, B class, and C class. Now, the larger schools were A class. Booker T, Oklahoma City Douglas, you know, Lawton, all of those big cities, you know, and they had a lot of students and over. They were A class. B class was below. Sand Springs, Sepulpa, Muskogee, all of those teams, B class. And C class was tons of them. All of them in my conference and all of those other teams, Spiro, Wilika, Wetumpka, tons of C class schools. And that's the way it's constructed. And what happened, the three winners that won the state, the A, B, and C class that won the state in their division, they went into a playoff. The A, the B, and the C class had to play each other to get to go to Nashville, Tennessee to the national tournament, where there was teams all over the United States out of Texas, out of Kansas, out of Missouri, out of Kentucky. It was constructed like the NCAA. When we went into the playoffs, which was down at Langston University, that's where we had the playoffs, we beat Sand Springs. And Sand Springs was B-class team. That's where Marcus Haynes came from, out of Sand Springs. He wasn't there when we played them and beat him, but there was another fella, his name was McDaniel. He was an outstanding player. But we beat Sand Springs, and then Saturday night we played Booker T. Booker P beat us about 6 or 8 points to get to go to Nashville to play in the National. Of course, we went down there, and I'll tell you how we got there. After we had had such good years playing the city of Claremore, the black community got together, and they rented us a station wagon and gave us expense money to go down to the national tournament. And that was quite a treat. That was quite a deal for us, all us basketball players, to go down there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'd get down there in that part of the country, and a lot of places they wouldn't let us buy gas or use the restrooms or anything, you know, being black. And we couldn't buy food. We couldn't do that. Yeah. They didn't tell us. If we couldn't find a black restaurant or some store where we'd buy bologna and cheese like that.
I guess you just accepted that because it was a way of life. Didn't it make you mad?
Well, no. That's back to what I'm saying. It didn't make us mad. It didn't make us mad. It was just a way of life. That's right. Just the way it was.
Yeah.
You know, people get upset more now about it because of what it was, and they realize what it was all about. But back then, we just accepted it was just a way of life with us.
Yeah. You traveled in the South. How about the Deep South?
No, the only place that we went was Nashville and Memphis. We went to Memphis. We spent the night in Memphis. So happened there was a pastor used to be here at my church. I belong to Bethel AME Church here in Claremore. And there was a pastor back in those days that pastored Bethel, and his name was Reverend Granberry. And he moved to Memphis. And that's how we stayed overnight in Memphis. Our coach and all of them, they knowed him real well and this and that. And he had us come to his home. He had a nice big home. Well, what he done, we fixed pallets on the floor, and we all slept on the floor, and, you know, his house. Of course, we got out and went down on Beale Street and, yep. and fooled around, you know, and visited and so forth. And then we got up and went on into Nashville. But it was quite an amusing trip. And I wish that some of the guys would have taken cameras and had pictures that we went to those different places. We went to Fisk University, beautiful black campuses down there. Fisk University and Tennessee State, all of those. The finals were held at Tennessee State University. All the rest of the games were held in a high school called Pearl High that was in Nashville. That's where we went to watch most of the games till the finals. They had it at Tennessee State. But anyhow, as we were going down there, they wouldn't let us use restrooms or sell us food. And what happened as we drove out through the countryside, we would find a grocery store that had bologna and cheese, you know, a meat kind of like it, all them lunch meats, good lunch meats back then. The coach, Mr. Moss, would go in and check with the guy and ask him, could he bring us in and slice up some lunch meat and so forth. He said, yeah, bring them in. They had some of them old wooden booths. And he'd slice up a bunch of bologna, a lot of that Longhorn cheese, and different types of lunch meat and so forth, some crackers, and we'd get us some pop. That's what we ate if we couldn't find the very few black restaurants that were down there. But we enjoyed that and went on. We didn't pay any attention. But we did, when we went on our way back from down there, I think it was on Sunday, yeah, we found a black restaurant that had a lot of soul food.
What would you call soul food?
Soul food is fried chicken, black-eyed peas, candied yams, pig's feet, all of this type of stuff that blacks, they brand blacks to love to eat, you know, and everybody eats it now, though. Short ribs, cabbage, cornbread, cobbler, and all of this type of stuff. They had a music box. We call them jukebox, and you put quarter in or whatever to play music. We went in there to eat, and they had a little dance floor there you could dance. But they wouldn't turn on the music box until after church was over, afternoon. You couldn't dance or turn on the jukebox until after 12 o'clock. After church was over, then they'd turn on the jukebox and you could dance and play music. But Booker T, I'll tell you, Booker T. Washington, the year that we went down there, that's when Booker T went down there. And Booker T played in the final. A team out of Kentucky, Paris, Kentucky, beat them. And, of course, Christian was our main rival. See, Christian was C-class. See, Christian won the state two or three times. And they went to the national two or three times. Now, the guy told me that Christian won the national down there once. I don't know for sure. I don't have the information that they did. But he told me about that.